Nomad Capitalist, author Andrew Henderson. Go where you're treated best. The world's changing, and you don't have to live in the same city, the same state, or even the same country as you were born. You should go where you're treated best. Those five magic words will open your mind to a world of possibilities. Open for business. If you rely entirely on one place, that one place can come and take your wealth, freedom, and whatever else they feel entitled to. It's the reason wealthy Arabs have poured money into Istanbul's real estate for years. While they may prefer living in Qatar, they know they need more options. And of course, they want all those options to be Muslim and be within a reasonable distance by business class. Now that Turkey has had its fair share of challenges, the Arabs are turning to countries like Georgia. While the West holds on to the rules and regulations of their old corporate economies, the Georgians of the world are foraging new paths towards greater market freedom and rethinking the formulas of prosperity in the 21st century. The EKG formula. This approach makes up the heart of the nomad capitalist lifestyle and applies the following principles. E. Enhance your personal freedom. When it comes to designing your lifestyle, it's nice to have a point of reference to know what options are available. While there are no hard and fast rules for living abroad, I've identified the main strategies. The expat strategy. The expat strategy is pretty straightforward. Settle down in one city in a country different than where you're from. There's nothing about being an expat that dictates you can never leave your new city. The same way you can travel from the city you were currently living, you can be settled expat and travel too. The biggest challenge with the expat style of living is tax concerns. Living in Ireland may get you a passport, but it'll also get you a tax return due notice from Revenue Ireland. If you want to stay in one place, make sure your plan includes a way to ensure you're not taxed. The base city strategy. The more time I spent away from my home country, the more I crave a base. The base city strategy allows you to enjoy a lifestyle buffet, the big city, the small town, and the beach, and whatever else that you're after. If you choose your country carefully, you can get second residence permits and eventually passports in return for buying property. Just make sure you follow the tax rules in each country so you don't accidentally get sucked into a tax net. The base city plus focus city strategy. Building your personal list of focus cities takes time. It has taken me almost a decade to develop my list of focus candidates. Dublin, Warsaw, Brussels, Riga, Tbilisi, Istanbul, Panama City, Kuala Lumpur, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Phnom Penh. As you discover the world and grow into a nomad capitalist yourself, your list may be different. It's your world to discover. The perpetual traveler strategy. The perpetual traveler has no permanent address and no permanent home, choosing instead to live life out of a suitcase. One drawback of this strategy is that it can be prone to loneliness. It's often hard to maintain relationships in places where you're only around for a short period of time. However, it is also possible to develop a massive network of friends throughout the world with this strategy. Second passports. Why would you consider a second passport? Citizenship insurance benefits. Having more than one passport means you always have a place to go. If you're a US citizen and think things might get bad, being able to live in Panama whenever you want without the fear of being turned away is a good thing to have. Real estate investment benefits. Citizenship often grants exclusive rights within a country. This might include the ability to invest. In fact, outside of the Americas and Western Europe, most countries restrict foreign ownership of certain businesses, lands, and even first-floor apartments. If you have a passport, you're able to invest in the most profitable areas in a country. Business investment benefits. Imagine if you needed access to a country for business purposes and your plans were derailed because your visa privileges were waived due to an international disagreement. Having a second passport bypasses these issues and allows you to change your identity so you can be a citizen that can best serve your purposes. Tax benefits. Having a second passport today is an escape hatch from current or future tax. It may not be patriotic according to politicians, but it is your money, and it is not nice of them to insist on taking it just because you're carrying their passport. How to obtain a second passport? There are four methods to obtain a second passport. The Lucky Sperm Club method. The formal name for this process is citizenship by descent, and involves obtaining citizenship from your family tree. The idea is that if a family member had a citizenship, but you don't, you have been deprived of your rights to citizenship and should be able to reclaim them. The sit back and relax method. The most cost-efficient and straightforward way to obtain a second citizenship is by first obtaining a residency in another country. The pay your way in method. Economic citizenship, also known as citizenship by investment, is the practice whereby wealthy foreigners exchange cash for passports. The Franzi method. If you're a star athlete, artist, or even an investor, there are countries where the president or Congress can waive naturalization requirements for you. K. Keep more of your money. Most people rely on a country like the United States to not only store all their money, but also to maintain the value of their currency. Keeping your money in one country is an investment risk that no savvy business person should be making. The key is to diversify. Diversifying means you accept that there is an easier and legal way to put your money in other countries and get the benefits of services you would not have gotten back home. The benefits of offshore banking. Let's look at some of the greatest benefits of offshore banking. Higher interest rates. Currency diversifications through foreign bank accounts is an excellent way to protect your asset base from the destruction of one single fiat currency. It is a great way to obtain higher interest rates on your money. Many overseas banks offer interest rates 5, 10, or even 100 times better than what you can get back home. If you're used to relying on interest income, this can be a game changer for you. Business purposes. While some countries have an overwhelming array of forms, other countries make it extremely easy to form a corporation, even online. The most important tool needed to use any company, whether offshore or in your home country, is a bank account. Better deposit insurance. Many foreign banks and countries offer deposit insurance on their bank accounts. There are even a few places with unlimited deposit insurance. The most important thing to look out for is bank stability, not which country the bank is. Chances are the next round of too big to fail will make your local bank account a target anyway. Offshore companies and tax savings. If you live in a place like Montenegro, where profits and income tax are both paltry 9%, it might not be a big deal. However, if you're running a business in the United States, your tax rate may be 50% or even higher. Moving your business offshore in a transparent way is a smart diversification. More and more countries are lowering their tax rates to attract businesses, meaning the options for where you set up your company are almost too many. G. Grow your money. Creating a perpetual runway. We invest not to hit home run, but to generate sustainable income from passive sources like rental income or side businesses with scalable processes. Assess how you can automate the process involved in whatever investment you're making, and then carry out the automation. If you can't find a plausible form of automation, then determine whether or not that investment serves a different purpose beyond diversification. Foreign land investments. Depending on where you go, foreign real estate could be adding currency diversification to your portfolio. If you acquire key land investment along the way, you can diversify to serve your long-term goals. In fact, I recommend investing overseas over traditional retirement planning. The world is becoming wealthier, and with that growth comes opportunities to invest. But it also means that those opportunities will be fleeting. The countries making their way up the bell curve today will be at the top sooner than you know it. If you invest now, you will take part in their growth and grow with them. If you wait too long, you'll miss the boat. Taking actions. Be decisive. Not only can you invest all over your home country, but you can also choose to invest outside of the country to get a better return. When you go from one city in one country to thousands of potential cities all over the world, you have to be clear about your goals and in your ability to say no. The key to being decisive is knowing exactly what you need. Avoid complaining. Whenever you feel the urge to complain about your circumstances, realize that you're among the freest people in the history of the world. You're living behind the things that don't serve you, and that is something to be happy about. Do not follow the herd. No longer do you have to rent the right apartment in Midtown to impress your boss and colleagues, but feel free to rent that apartment if that's what you want. Have thick skin. Some might call you a traitor or a tax evader, but these statements are not legally true because doing business offshore is legal if done properly. The important thing is that you know you made the right choice for you. How you think is more important than what you do when deciding to implement the nomad capitalist lifestyle. We're often hardwired to believe we cannot go where we're treated best. Mindset and willingness to take action are far more critical than knowing the specific steps to take. If you're motivated enough, you'll do what it takes to find out.